I'm Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. We have how many more episodes? Another 103 episodes to go.
Yes! Oh my gosh! Yeah, because we're on 133. Yeah, 103. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we're working along. Yeah. So I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm the biggest fan. And yes, we're on the 133rd episode.
Yes, the one with the joke. Season 6, episode 12, premiered January 13th, 2000. That's 2000. A little weird to say.
21 years ago? That's weird.
Yeah, I was 11 when the last episode.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with 22.33 million viewers, Jackie, give us a quick plot overview.
Yes. So Ross is accused of stealing Chandler's joke and submitting it to Playboy. Joey can't pay the bills because Janine has now moved out because they broke up because, you know, we discussed in last episode, Janine did not like Chandler and Monica. And the girls decide who would date each other because they were looking at the Playboy and Monica gets offended.
Yeah. A lot going on. We're kind of back to three storylines.
Yeah.
Took a little bit of a break with a few of the last episodes. Mm-hmm. I kind of wonder why. Maybe they just had enough, and maybe the Pottery Barn deal.
Yeah, Pottery Barn deal.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Playboy joke.
Yes.
So I feel like Chandler's in the right. I mean, well, we hear at the end why, you know.
Yeah, but here's the thing about this whole thing. You look up, you Google, and then even when you rewatch this, I've seen this millions of times. Well, not millions, but a lot. You don't hear the actual joke. You don't hear the actual joke. And so it's like, okay, what are they talking about? And they kind of paraphrase it and everything. But it's like there was a monkey and then Dr. Monkey and Ross. And then how did Dr. Monkey come about? It's just like you don't hear the actual joke.
Yeah.
Which is lame. But I guess it was offensive to women.
Yeah, it was offensive to women. And he submitted to Playboy. And he got $100.
Yeah. So it starts out with Ross coming in and saying, hey, guys, I submitted a joke to Playboy, and they printed it. And so then they look at the joke, they read it, but they never read it out loud. And then they all make fun that it's like, you guys know there's actual naked women in there. Because, you know, it goes on. Chandler and Ross continue to argue throughout the whole entire episode about this one joke.
Yeah. And I personally think, you know, don't steal someone else's joke.
Yeah.
So Chandler was like, I'm going to create a joke book, write down everything that I ever say so that no one ever steals my joke. That's a whole lot to talk about. That's a whole lot to remember, to take out your notebook and say, oh, well, I have to write that down because
no.
I'm going to steal my joke.
No. Yeah. No. He can't be serious.
Yeah, he can't be serious. And so at the end, you know, you see Ross and Chandler sitting down with Monica. Well, they actually call Monica over,
mm-hmm.
and they ask, you know, hear both sides. Whose joke do you think it is?
Yeah. Yeah. And Monica puts them in place. She goes, the joke was stupid.
Yeah.
Or she says, you know, like the joke was lame and, you know, it's offensive and everything. So it's a whole big thing that like she kind of puts them in place and doesn't really like support any of them.
Yeah. So Ross's whole fight, you know, trying to convince, you know, everyone that this was his joke was because he studied evolution.
And he's Dr.
He's a doctor and he had a monkey.
So yeah.
Dr. Monkey.
Yeah.
And Chandler's was, I'm your only chance to have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, like, in the whole thing is because Chandler thought of Dr. Monkey because he was talking to his colleague and saying that, you know, he was Dr. Mumpy or something. And he's a Dr. Monkey. So then Chandler's defense was that he made up the Dr. Monkey. And then Ross's defense was that he was Dr. Monkey. And so it's just lame. And then it's like, well, what's the joke? Maybe we would have gotten it better if we actually knew what the joke was.
And Monica's reaction was, your joke sucks.
Yeah, get over
it. It's not a big deal. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I agree with Monica at this point.
Me too.
Also, if Chandler stole the joke, he shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And so that pretty much sums up that storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, you know, the storyline with Joey continues to play on with him not being able to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come to the fact that he has to now get a job. And he does get a job at Central Perk.
Yeah. So, second cast member to work at Central Perk.
Yes. Rachel being the
first. Or friend. Second friend.
Yeah. Chandler walks into Joey's apartment and he tries watching TV. And he learns that he hasn't paid the television cable bill.
Yeah.
And he can't watch it. He tried using the phone.
It's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in.
Yeah, it's not working.
Paid either.
Yeah.
And so So he offers him to help, but he says no.
Yeah.
And then also, at the, you see everyone hanging out at Central Perk, and then everyone leaves. Joey remains. He can't pay the tab at Central Perk.
Yeah, and so Gunther offers him a job.
Yes, but Joey can't go from an actor to coffee shop worker, but he still takes a job anyway.
Yeah,
he knows he needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's understandable. I think, too, a lot of the pandemic has caused a lot of people mm-hmm. to get other jobs that they didn't really want to get while, whether they're actors or whatever the case is, they lost their job mm-hmm. to make ends meet. So I can understand how it's a hard thing to do, but also commendable because it's something you have to do.
Yeah, it was nice of Gunther to offer too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And so the whole cast is offering him tips. Rachel says a smile goes a long way, and squeezing a muffin if someone is mean.
Yeah.
You know? And so...
And if you don't like them, then she sneezes on it.
And so also too, it's kind of bummy that Gunther won't support Joey and let him take time off
yeah.
from the interview that he gets.
Well, and that's the thing too. A lot of people in LA, they're, you know, actors, and they have these auditions, and then they have to get their shift cutters covered. So a lot of them are waiters and like flexible hours like that. So, you know, the fact that Gunther didn't allow him. And then Rachel comes in and puts Gunther in place. So yeah. Monica put the guys in place, and then Rachel comes in, puts Gunther in place. And says, you know, like, you should have been covering for him. And then he goes, okay, I, you know, and then gets Joey's job back. So you'll see Joey have this job for a little bit.
Yeah. And so actually one of the customers at Central Perk, I don't remember who he was when I watched the episode, but I saw after the fact, kind of trying to see who the guest stars were in this. There weren't that many. Well, there really wasn't any. Mm-hmm. Except for this one guy. His name is J.D. Lewis, who's one of the customers. And he actually has an acting studio in several locations. He has one here in LA. He has one in Santa Barbara, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Portland, Oregon. So, yeah, he has that. He was in Friends, ER, Suddenly Susan, Midnight Caller, Oliver Beene, and Dead Last. So if you remember, Friends guest starred Susan Sarandon.
Mm-hmm.
And... from this episode, from the episode that she started, she got her show, Suddenly Susan.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe J.D. Lewis knew them both, or knew somebody on the show.
Yeah, it's all like, it's all connected. It's all connected. It's a big industry, but small.
Yeah, big industry, but it's small.
Yeah.
And that's the only person I remembered.
Yeah. I don't remember who that guy was.
So let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the whole girlfriend picking fiasco. Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So I was just thinking, this is getting pretty exciting because we are in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Which means...
What's going to happen?
These episodes are pretty good. We did feel like a little bit of a flump. Well, I felt a little bit of a flump. Like, some episodes were okay, but now that we're getting to the big finale, the episodes are about to get better.
Yes.
And so one scene that was really funny in this episode was where the girls pick up the Playboy magazine because Ross is taking it everywhere he goes to show the joke that is in the
magazine. But nobody's talking about the nakedness. Until the girls get it. And this is such a girl thing. Like, I've seen Playboy magazines. I've seen the Playboy spreads and everything like that in person just because of work, and also because like sometimes we'll like promote that, you know, Kylie was on the cover and stuff like that. Of course, we'll like blur everything out and all that, but it's just like, it is really like nakedness. And I like that they brought up that, you know, it's like, at least the guys aren't talking about it, but they can bring it up this way about the nakedness because the women are talking about it. And women judge women all the time. Even though we try not to judge because, you know, we're trying to be good people and all that, but you know, it happens.
Yeah. And so Phoebe picks Rachel for a date. Monica says, oh, you know, who would you pick, you know, for a girlfriend? Or
For a girlfriend. So they all kind of like look at the Playboy magazine and think, oh, I would be with her. And then, you know, it's like, oh, what do you think the story's trying to tell and the pictures are trying to tell and all that stuff. So they're kind of talking about like if they would date her. The woman who was featured in the Playboy magazine, they never really disclose who it is. And then they kind of look at each other and say, oh, would you date her? And they're like, no, I don't think I could choose. And Phoebe chooses Monica. And it's like, what?
No, she chooses Rachel.
Oh, she chooses Rachel. Yeah. That's right. Sorry.
She chooses Rachel. And we don't find out why until later on.
Yeah.
We find out it's because Monica's high maintenance. And Rachel is mellow.
Yeah.
So Monica, goes all crazy about this.
And because she's high maintenance.
Monica's, definitely offended, but then says Rachel is a pushover.
Yeah, Rachel's flaky.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's like they work out because of the opposites of that.
Yeah. So Phoebe is okay with being called flaky. She's like, okay, whatever. Like, at least she doesn't care.
Yeah.
But I like how she has
she owns it.
Don't care attitude.
She owns it. Yeah. Monica and Rachel don't own their like pushover. Rachel being a pushover and Monica being high maintenance. They don't really own it. They get really offended. They confront her about it and stuff like that. And then you see like in the hallway as they're storming out of Phoebe's apartment after Phoebe tells them that their traits. Like she goes, I can't go get Chinese. I don't want to go get Chinese. Okay, then let's go. And it's so funny. This is how friendship works. You connect with certain people with certain traits and stuff, whether it's similar to you or opposite, and it just works.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny too when Phoebe and Rachel are sitting in Central Perk and then Ross and Monica go in.
Chandler
go into the Central Perk with a plan
and defends Monica.
She's like, oh, look, it's Rachel and Phoebe. Chandler, what were you just saying?
Oh my gosh.
And I thought it was funny.
So what does Chandler say about Monica?
Monica is a self-sufficient, together lady. Being with her has been like being on a vacation, and what may be perceived as high maintenance may be attention to detail and generosity of spirit.
How did he memorize this?
But his face when he was saying it was like, it is not true.
But it was cute because it's like, then he agrees that she is high maintenance. But then they have this really cute moment where Chandler says like, you know, I like, you know, you get upset, you're very passionate, you know, and you get upset about things, but then he likes calming her down. And my favorite line, and I think this goes with me as a single lady, because I don't mind that I'm high maintenance too. I like things in control in certain ways, but like I needed to learn to just like step back a little bit. And I like that he says, you know, they say you're high maintenance, but it's okay because I like maintaining you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
He spun it well, done, Chandler. He spun it. Right.
Really well. And she tells him, you know, I didn't even tell him to say that, you know? So yeah. I thought that was so good. And I feel that because I feel like I need a Chandler that can maintain me as well.
I really like at the end how the girls spin it on the guys.
Yeah.
And Chandler automatically picks Joey.
Yeah.
And Joey and Ross turn around saying like,
no, they won't go there.
Oh my gosh. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
So, on the next episode of Friends with Friends, Rachel's sister visits the city, and Joey's enjoying the Central Perks with the female.
Oh! So, if you like us, give us 5-star ratings, subscribe, give us nice comments. We'll tell them on air.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.